2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." As we prepare our hearts to remember what Jesus did for us in communion, why don't you just contemplate that for a moment. For our sake, for our benefit, because we needed it, he, God the Father, made him, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin, who knew no sin. Jesus, infinite God, absolutely holy and righteous, never sinned, became sin for my sake, for your sake. Jesus took upon himself my guilt, my shame, everything that I deserve. He became him who knew no sin. He became sin for me, so that now I can become the righteousness of God. So all my sin placed on Jesus, all his righteousness given to me as a gift. So I stand before God today as perfectly holy, perfect with the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we remember. That's what we celebrate. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for my sake. I invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks and serve you the bread and the juice. And as you hold that in your hand, contemplate the cost. What it meant for Jesus to actually become sin in your place for your sake. Let's give him thanks. Father, you are so good and we are so undeserving, and yet you freely gave your only Son to be the perfect substitute, to be the sin bearer, the one who assumed our guilt and our shame and our condemnation before you, so that we could be presented before you blameless, righteous, holy, made perfect in him. Thank you. Thank you for this bread and this juice that points us back again to what you did for us, what it cost you. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life gladly and willingly for the likes of me. We give you thanks and we worship you in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we worship you. Father, we give you honor and glory and praise. Spirit, we pour out our thanks to you for opening our eyes. We recognize and we remember what it cost for us to be forgiven and to be here today worshiping you in your presence. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out on the cross for you. Drink.